So yes, we got these holy Jews. Middle of Kuf Mem. Bottom of Kuf Mem. Yesh Arashim Shel'olam lo yismuchu b'simchas hayom. There are many people, they're never happy with the happiness of the day. Ki tamid do'agim et da'igas machar. They're always worried about tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And we talked about this. We're always constantly focused on the next thing. Midas ha'da'iga yachol afriya kol simchas ha'odam. The mid of worrying literally can interrupt all simcha of life. And he gives a few very, very relevant and pertinent examples. L'mashal, Adam shezach l'shadecha bito. Somebody was zoche to set his daughter up. Miyaru doeg al iskei chatuna. He's immediately worried about, oh my God, how am I going to pay for the wedding? Like immediately. As soon as the engagement, or as soon as the engagement happens, he's worried about the wedding. And even during the wedding itself, the immense joy, the happy state of your life, you're constantly thinking, is everything going according to plan? You're not living in the moment. Oh, Dugma, another example. Many people today, during a simcha, everybody's makbid to take pictures. And what happens? The pictures take a life of itself. The pictures, the pictures, the pictures. They literally take over the simcha. Obviously, pictures are a great thing. What's the purpose of a picture? To remind you how happy you were at that moment. That's the purpose of the picture. So therefore, you shouldn't lose that present simcha by worrying about the pictures. The pictures are just supposed to remind you how happy you were. But if all you're thinking about during the wedding is the pictures, you're ruining the simcha. And that happens to many people. Oh, dugma, mishma arech urchim obnei mishpachto l'shabbos. People that host guests or family members for Shabbos, who yachol adol kol Shabbos al nikiyon v'seder bayis. They're constantly worried about how clean the house is and what's being wrecked, and they're constantly worried what's happening. Va'urchim yargishu etzeh, and obviously the guests feel this. Oh, yachol, or what's the other alternative? Litaneg mechaburotam b'meshech v'Shabbos. They could just enjoy the company of the guests during Shabbos. And they don't have to think about the house until they leave. You have guests. Oh my God, what's breaking? Oh my God, what's happening? Wait till they leave. Enjoy it in the moment. One more paragraph. They tell a story of a great gadol, the middle of his son's wedding. Baha Misadan, I think this is the caterer, Litzbo'od Kesef, Shalokafiat Sidur Sha'archu Mitzchila. During the wedding, he starts demanding payment for something that was not originally initially discussed. Chashav Gadol Atzmo, the Gadol thought to himself, Ein Davar Zer Kedai Lafrioti Bizmana Simcha Gdola Shal Chatunas Bini. It's not appropriate to interrupt, to disturb the Simcha, the great Simcha I had. My son's getting married. This can't interrupt it. I can't think about it right now. The caterer is demanding this, that. We got to talk after the wedding. But he thought to himself, right now, I have a wedding. I have a simcha. I'm going to be in the moment. I'll think about the money, the payment afterwards. Not now. Hadam sarich larich et ma shechashuv be'emes. Person has to value and think about ma shechashuv be'emes. What's actually important? And he can't constantly be worried about these small, minute details. So Bezrat Hashem, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Living in the moment. Of course we have to take care of things. We've got to be responsible. But these moments of heightened joy and simcha, to live present and really soak in the energy and the simcha to its fullest extent possible.